There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back, everybody, to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Wednesday, April 5th edition. And I hope everybody had a good Tuesday of action. Today is our first day of everybody in play. 15 games. We have 3-day games, 12 evening games. Gives you a 15-game all-day slate, a 3-game early slate, a 12-game late slate, and so many other little slates to play with. Tons of action on the board. Yesterday was a really goofy day. The pitching, like, none of it really stood out. Arrieta was great. Cueto was okay, but didn't turn out to be more than, like, 12 points. Maeda got beat up, which was possible. I said San Diego stack's not the worst thing. McCullers was awesome. That was probably my favorite guy, and he turned it up. Other than that, it was ugly. Guys looked like they'd be good, and they weren't. Sabathia was my punt play if you wanted him. He turned out to be great. Out of nowhere, Richard was outstanding for the Dodgers. Doesn't mean we're not going to attack the Dodgers' bats again today because they're in another great spot. But really weird day of action. Some things worked out great, some didn't. But that is baseball, people. Baseball, 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 where even the best hitters go 0 for 4 for multiple days in a row. You never know what you're going to get. You just play the advantages you have, and as bad as it sounds, you start to cross your fingers eventually because that's about as best as you can do. Today we have some better pitching on the mound, but still some question marks. It's a weird, weird deal to say the least. Real quick, we'll look at some Vegas information. Your heavy favorites of the day, Washington's a -165 favorite over the Fish. The Mets, 190 favorites over the Bravos, another big one there. Boston, -185 over the Pirates yet again. And the Dodgers, -260 over San Diego. So if you played San Diego yesterday, if you're a gambling man, you could lose today if you played them all three games and you're still up on the week. So that's the beauty of playing those heavy dogs. If they win, and they're that heavy, they only got to win about 35 to 40% of the time, and you're looking real gravy. So that's good. We have a lot of overs and unders up there. We have 1, 2, 3 in the nines. You have the Giants and the D-backs over under 9, Rockies, Brewers over under 9, Toronto, Baltimore over under 9. Before I even saw the totals in that game, I saw the pitching matchups, and I loved them. The totals made me feel a ton better. Our lowest is San Diego. The Dodgers is over under 7. I still like the over there thanks to the Dodgers. Braves, Mets over under 7. That makes a little bit of sense. And you have Cubs, Cardinals over under 7.5. And Angels, A's under 7.5. The rest are all 8s, 8.5. Cleveland, Texas, 8.5. Philadelphia, Cincinnati, 8.5. Miami, Washington, 8.5. Detroit, Chicago, 8.5. Kansas City, Minnesota, 8.5. Just to give you a heads up, I'm going to go through the whole 15-game slate. I'm not going to break it down into day and night. If you need to know, Kansas City, Minnesota is your opening day game at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 Pacific. Chicago, St. Louis follows. Detroit, Chicago, White Sox is the third game on that slate. That's your 3-game early day game slate. The rest, 12 games are at night. So if you're getting your action in, get it in by 1:10, I believe, Eastern, 10:10 Pacific. Make that happen for you. let's get into it. Let's get to the weather real quick on today's action. Yesterday, we dodged the bullets. St. Louis held off. We got all the games in. It's a great thing. This time of year, especially in the Midwest, a lot of weird, thundery storm action. East Coast can be real goofy. This happens every year. We have to deal with it come April. But St. Louis, yet again, come game time, 55% chances, and then it gets real heavy thunderstorms. That game looks real sketchy. And then in Chicago White Sox, we're talking 80% plus again. So your 2-day games might not even happen. A day slate might not even really happen today. So buyer beware on your day action. The only reason why I want to play the day slate is I'll get into why, but James Shields is pitching for the White Sox, so I love the stack against Shields. Plus, Zimmerman for the Tigers isn't the best, but 80% plus chances of rain in Chicago, and the wind is blowing in from left center at 22 miles an hour. So it's actually a decent pitching environment, to say the least. In the Marlins-Nationals game, the wind's coming in from right center, right field line at about 11 miles an hour. Very slight chance of rain there. Rain picks up as the evening goes on. Same in Baltimore. Shocker, they're about the same location. Other than that, you got in Cincinnati, the wind's blowing in hard from right field at 12 miles an hour. And you have 80% at game time, 80% chances of rain. And it kind of dwindles as the night goes on. So keep an eye on Philadelphia, Cincy. Wind in Texas, Indians, Rangers, wind is blowing out to straightaway center at 14 miles an hour. I already liked bats in that game. That just makes things even sexier right there. You got some heavy windage right there. You've seen the ball flying out the first game. Yeah, we got it again. Houston will probably close the domes. We don't have to worry about that. Milwaukee can close the dome. Don't have to worry about that. And that about wraps it up. So you have a couple nice wind environments to pick on for either your pitching or your hitting. And then there's a handful of rain. Don't forget that one. Philly, Cincy, heavy rain chance. We have, where was I at? And then your day games, White Sox and Cardinals, both heavy rain chances. So two on the early slate rain, one on the late slate. Remember Kevin Roth, DFS Weather. I tweeted it out. There's three links you can follow. Roth's the best, but they all do very, very good, very, very quality information, and they will keep you in the game. It's a must for DFS players. Let's get into the pitching on tonight's slate, and we have three arms over 10K. Kicking it off, Chris Sale makes his Boston Red Sox debut in Fenway. This is the man they got. This is the reason they got him, is to get big wins like this. You know, no David Price. They need him. Porcello was really, really good in his first start out there. He was in the 8,000 sales, 3,000 more almost. So it just shows you the difference in quality. This guy's lights out. Didn't face Pittsburgh at all last year. Your home road splits don't really count. New ballpark. But you got to like it. That Pittsburgh lineup we mentioned with Porcello is not the best. Sale, he's a strikeout machine. He strikes out over one batter per inning. He's going to have his fair share of strikeout chances in this one. 11-2 steep. I'm not saying you have to go all in on Sale, but because it takes a lot to get the return for that value, but I will definitely have a little bit of action there against a subpar Pirates batting order. At 10-8, you have Rich Hill of the Dodgers going up against the Padres. Everybody loves Rich Hill. Everybody loves that hammer he brings. He's good when healthy, and he's healthy right now. It's kind of the Steven Strasburg theory. Use him while you got him. You don't know how long you're going to have him for, but you got him here. Last year against San Diego in one start, six innings, one hit, no earned, eight Ks. He strikes out more than a batter in any when he pitches on the road. He got a 2.69 ERA last year, a 1.08 whip, 124 Ks in 100 innings. Did very well on the road last year. Spent part of his time at Oakland, of course, but still very solid stuff. Not a bad look at 10-8 if you want to take a $400 pay cut from Sale. We're always going to keep targeting the Padres' bats, but I do like some of their bats if you want to target Hill today. But Hill at 10-8, not a bad look at all. People might be scared off after watching Maeda get hit around. Don't forget, Kershaw shut him down on game one as a lefty as well, given Kershaw is a special specimen on his own. But give me some Rich Hill at 10-8, not the worst thing. Out of the top three priced arms, I really like Mr. Jacob DeGrom at 10-6. Heavy price tag, but this is a strikeout monster facing the Braves, who we know will strike out. Now, I want to preface this. I will have a Braves stack because there's some bats I do like in this game. But DeGrom has that potential, that high K potential that we love on DraftKings at home. 81 innings pitched last year, 93 strikeouts, 2.11 ERA at home. He was really, really, really good at home last year. Against Atlanta, 19 and two-thirds innings last year, 4 earned, 15 strikeouts. Obviously in the division, very, very familiar with the Bravos. Give me some Jacob deGrom at 10,600. So if I have to rank the top three, I'd go deGrom, Sale, Hill, in my opinion. Sale, Hill are basically one or 2A and 2B to me. I like deGrom, A, because you can save 600 on it on Sale, and that strikeout potential against the Braves, I like that a lot. Plus, if we want to get Vegas involved, Atlanta's over under 7 is tied for the lowest on the slate. Dodgers and Padres is as well with Rich Hill. That Boston one's up to 8, but I think a lot of that goes for the Boston bats. We're going to skip over the only 9K pitcher, and we're going to head into the 8K range. We're going to kick it off with Ian Kennedy at $8,600 in Minnesota. Kennedy on the road last year, 3.19, or no, sorry, on the road, 3.89 ERA. Overall on the season, he had a 3.68 ERA, so not a bad pitcher. Almost a K per inning on the road. He had 108 innings pitch, 104 Ks against the Twins last year. 28 innings, 9 earned runs, 27 Ks. So they did hit him. He was averaging almost 18 points a game against the Twins last year. Big strikeout potential going up against the Twins in a shaky weather environment in a pitcher's yard. You always take care. I mentioned this when Duffy was on the mound. Take advantage of some of these odd weather games. The weather for Minnesota, where'd you go? You're right here a second ago. The weather's usually a little colder and everything this time of year, so you try to pick on that kind of stuff. Oh, it's the first game of the day. The wind's blowing in from left center at 10 miles an hour, and it's going to be in the low 50s, so it's not going to even be that hot. The ball's not going to be flying as much. Sure, there will be a home run or two, no doubt about that, but it's a nice look. When it comes to Ian Kennedy, $8,600, we're talking that's 2 grand cheaper than DeGrom right there. You can mix them, match them if you want. Next up, Michael Pinata at $8,400. Everyone has their opinions on Pinata. I get it. He had a 4.82 ERA last year. He also had 207 strikeouts and 175 innings pitched. That's the number I pay attention to. Against the Rays last year, it was scary. 24 innings, 20 earned runs, 38 strikeouts. He still got you a 13 fantasy points per game. On the road, 15 fantasy points a game with almost an ERA of 5, but he had 104 Ks in 88 innings. I'm not saying he's going to light the world on fire. I love the Rays' bats today, but if you want a contrarian GPP play with upside due to the strikeout potential, and if he can go 5 or 6 of saving 3 runs or less with the potential to get you 8-plus Ks, Pinata is a very nice GPP play because many will stray away from him when they see the blow-up potential. He's got the nickname Pinata for a reason. So keep that in mind. This is a very, very tough play. At the same time, it could pay in diamonds on this one. Tanner Roark, 8,200 against the Nationals. Roark, he doesn't light the world on fire when it comes to strikeouts. 173 and 214 innings last year. But man, does he just 2.86 ERA, low whip. He gets it done. 2.96 ERA on the road. He liked facing the Marlins last year. Actually, they liked facing him too. 34 innings, but he gave up 17 earned, 26 Ks. He pitched very well at home last year. 2.77 ERA, 36 runs in 117 innings. The Marlins are a sneaky play on at the bats, but Roark, very solid play on the mound as well. He's not going to get a ton of strikeouts. That's why the price tag is a little high at 82, but it's not the worst thing in the world. Safe cash play. Good spot for a win. As I said, he's a heavy favorite going up against Dan Straley and the Fish. Over under 8.5 in this game. I think a lot of that is credited to the Nationals in this one. Let's take us down to the $7,000 range. And there's a lot of interesting value here. It's not, world beaters, kind of how Manaea and Odorizzi were yesterday. They've shown flashes of really good stuff and flashes of what the hell are they doing on the mound. That's what you're going to get when you start going 7K and below, folks. It's just the way it works. But when these boys hit, it's a beautiful thing. You got everyone's preseason fantasy baseball darling, Jarrell Cotton, making his season debut last year in 29 innings pitched, 7 earned runs, 23 strikeouts, 2.15 ERA. He had one start against the Angels, 6 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned, 3 strikeouts. Not the biggest strikeout arm, but keeps the ball in the yard on 1.4 ERA on 19 innings at home. These sample sizes are stupid small. Just keep that in mind. Stupid small. He had three starts at home last year total. But he has very, very good stuff. He had a good spring, decent spring. High prospect when they had him. A lot of people are going to be on him. He might be chalky at 7,800, but he's a decent option in that price range. One that I really like, but it's dicey as hell with his over-under 9 game. Taijuan Walker at $7,500. He had bone spurs last year because he started out the year out on fire. Then things just went haywire. And they found out he had some massive bone spurs, and they took him out. If you ever see the picture online, it was nasty. It's like that old game Jax used to play, and they were just all over his foot. There's no wonder his pitching went downhill. But he's a massive strikeout potential guy, making his debut in Arizona. It's always scary targeting pitchers in Coors Light. The Giants, you saw him last night hit. They got a lot of good bats to target tonight. We will be stacking Giants as well. But Walker at $7,500 is a nice GPP play. Big upside, big strikeout upside. Giants don't strike out a ton, but they do strike out a little, especially on the back end of that lineup. So interesting play with Taijuan Walker if you want to take that gamble. Another gamble, especially due to the rain circumstances, but the ballpark and lineup he's facing is Jared Eichhoff at $7,400 on the road in Cincinnati. Eichhoff, you saw what Hellickson did in game one? Impressive. Now you got Eichhoff coming off a great year, almost 200 innings pitched. Not a ton of strikeouts, 167, but he keeps the ball in the yard. On the road, he pitched a little worse on the road than at home. Never faced Cincinnati last year. Dicey play indeed. Weather's tough, but interesting GPP play against that Reds lineup, which you saw on opening day, and you'll see most of the year, not world beaters. You got Votto, Duvall, a couple other little pieces here and there, but they'll have their big games once in a while, but overall, really bad lineup, good one to target come DFS time. Another pitcher in that San Francisco-Arizona game, we have Matt Moore at $7,200. Moore was really good once he came over to the Giants last year. He had a great spring. I expect big, big things from him. This is a scary spot throwing in Arizona in this ballgame. But last year in 3 starts against Arizona, when he came over, he faced him a lot at the end of the season. 19 1/3 innings, 8 earned, 21 strikeouts. He pitched very well even in Coors Light last year. Sure, it's a different game, and the likes of Goldie and Pollock and Tomas and some of those boys are very scary. But Moore should go very underowned. He was underowned a lot last year. I like Moore a lot as a GPP play, even slightly as a cash play, because he's pretty safe. He usually limits damage, doesn't give up a ton of bombs, going to give you 5-6 solid innings. I always preface it. I should just say it once, but I keep saying it. The blow-up's there. He's a $7,200 pitcher. But overall, in this price range, he's one of the quote-unquote safer ones, and I like him a ton today. I will have a lot of exposure with him. Couple little stacks of Arizona to offset it, but we'll definitely have some Matt Moore action. Here is a criminally off-priced pitcher, very, very off-priced pitcher, the one Garrett Richards at $7,100 on the road in Oakland. First, he's pitching in Oakland, which is always a beautiful thing. Facing the A's lineup, beautiful thing. But Garrett Richards, coming off his injury last year, he's been injured a lot lately, last few years. He has great stuff. He was the ace of that staff or potential ace of that staff at one time before injuries kicked in. His spring, he was popping that radar gun. He was hitting triple digits at time. That fastball was moving. It looked like the Garrett Richards of old. If he brings half of that for $7,100, this is a steal. I don't know what the pricing is here. Maybe DraftKings will make me eat crow because he gives up 10 runs in the first inning. But the night game, over under 7.5. He's a slight favorite against the A's. Huge strikeout arm here. We're talking a K per inning, maybe a little more depending on how he's going. I like Garrett Richards a lot. He's the best pitcher the A's will see all series. They saw it in Alaska, Shoemaker, now Richards. Richards is the real deal if he stays healthy. $7,100. I love Garrett Richards today. I might be eating that one later, but hey, Duffy was the top option the first day. McCullers yesterday. Let's make it 3 for 3. Garrett Richards, $7,100. He's the cheapest one I'm picking so far this year as my top option. I like him a ton. Really hoping he he gets it done. Moving on to the 6K range where it gets dicey. Another odd price pitcher. I get it based on the lineup he's facing. Houston loves to hit lefties. Hits them very, very well. James Paxton, $6,900, another fantasy baseball darling this offseason. Pitched great last year in times. Finished strong against Houston in three starts. 17 innings, 11 earned, 16 Ks. That 16 Ks is what stands out. He's almost a strikeout per inning guy. Houston, free swinging lineup. But it's going to be interesting. There hasn't been a lot of offense in that series, surprisingly. Houston's a minus 115 favorite, over under 8 in that game. So Paxton's the dog. Low over under for that ballpark, but it's a lot due to the pitching in that game. Paxton is a very quality arm, good lefty. Houston hits lefties very well, so stacking against Paxton is a very nice option. But $6,900, not a bad punt play at all. One of the better punt plays we've had this season of James Paxton. The upside is there for a big day. He's got 15-plus point upside. If he can get you in the 20s at $6,900, bravo. Another guy with potential upside, Dylan Bundy at $6,800 at home against Toronto. A very hard thrower because that Toronto lineup is scary. Donaldson, Bautista, Morales, all guys that could take him deep, deep. But the kid has lightning stuff. Throws very hard, good strikeout stuff. He can get almost a K per inning. He short to start against Toronto last year, so I don't really count that. He's finally getting his chance in the rotation. So Dylan Bundy at $6,800, very nice look, very dicey look. GPP only at $6,800. And the last punt play of the night, going back to the Big Apple, we got the big sexy Bartolo Colon at $6,700. We loved Bartolo last year. We loved using Bartolo last year. It was a weird one with him because he'd either go out there and just shock you and get her done, or it would be boom goes the dynamite. So it's going up against the Mets, whose offense, you know, they struggle against Tehran. They opened it up against that Braves bullpen on opening day. We've seen them have many games last year where they did absolutely nothing against horrible pitching, and then games where they blew up and just scored like crazy. So you don't know what you're going to get with that Mets offense at all. Bartolo has that potential to get you six solid couple runs, handful of strikeouts. He's definitely a punt play at $6,700, GPP only. Good way to mix in some heavy pitching heavier pitching if you'd like to go with it. All right, let's head over to the bats. We'll start with the catchers, and we're going to go down a little ways and not attack the top of the area. And we're going to go Evan Gattis at $3,800. I said lefties versus Paxton, and this is your right-handed bats targeting the left-handed Paxton with Houston. Gattis will be your first one at $3,800. A little pricey. Tonight's pricing for bats, we finally see a lot of 5K guys. A lot of guys we've been targeting for cheap are gone up. It's going to be interesting. DraftKings is already tinkering with prices and making things really, really, really not tight, but tighter. So Gattis at $3,800 could be a decent play. Salvi Perez, if you're on the day slate, love Salvi at $3,700 against Hector Santiago. Don't forget about Beef Wellington Castillo. The guy mashes left-handed pitching. We saw it when he was in Arizona. Well, today the O's are facing J.A. Happ of the Blue Jays. So Castillo at $3,700, sneaky play. I like going back to the Yasmani Grandal well, $3,600 at home against the garbage Trevor Cahill. Dodgers definitely a play again tonight. One thing I will mention about catching, pay attention to the lineups even more today because some it's the third game, some three games in 3 days. Might be giving guys rest. Grandal might not even be starting for all we know, but this is a great spot for him to start, so I hope he is. Grandal at 36, very nice play there. Go JT Realmuto at $3,500 if you're fading Tanner Rourke. Cameron Rupp, $3,400 against the lefty Brandon Finnegan. I like Finnegan this year overall. I want to see him throw a few times before I really, you know, start targeting him in DFS. He's not a horrible play. Rain's nasty there. I like some Phillies against that left-handed bat and Finnegan as well. So Rupp at 34, not a bad look at all. A nice cheap option at catcher also is Matt Wieters at $3,200. Against Dan Straley, we will be using the Nats against Straley. Weeders is one of the lower options that won't be as heavily targeted if you want a piece of the action. Like I mentioned yesterday on Twitter, when the Rockies lineup came out, I said, if you don't want the heavy exposure, you know, the Arenados, the Stories, the Cargos that everyone's going to be on, and you want some cheaper options, I said stack Parra, Reynolds, and Walters, the 6, 7, 8 bats. Well, if you did that, you're very happy because they produce, especially Parra. Parra has been money both games this year. We'll be on to begin today. Talking about those Rockies, see if you start him. Tony Walters is up to 3,100 now. His price keeps rising. No surprise there. Going up against Willie Peralta, Mr. I give love giving up fly balls, a.k.a. home runs in that ballpark. So Rockies much in play again today. Yan Gomes, 3,100. Going up against the lefty Cole Hamels. Nice little punt one off there. Chris Iannetta, keep an eye on that for the D-backs. If Mathis isn't catching, like I said, he's got the first two games. Mathis is cheap. If he's not catching, Chris Iannetta loves hitting lefties. This is probably one of the reasons they kind of brought him over there. $2,700 could be a nice low option if you're targeting Matt Moore today. Chris Iannetta. Another nice look if you're going to fade Rich Hill. Austin Hedges of the Padres at $2,400, a young prospect catching for the Padres. $2,400, nice and cheap. And like I said, Mathis, if he is starting, he's $2,300. So you get Iannetta at 27 or Mathis at 23 for the D-backs catcher. Not bad at all. Moving over to first base, we kick it off. Oh, James Shields, my man. Miggy Cabrera, $5,100. He's pricey, pricey, pricey. If you don't want to pay that at first base but want the Tigers exposure, you got Victor Martinez at 38. $1,300 saving. I have no problem using Victor over Miggy in this one, but either one, lock and load. You got Goldie at 5K against the lefty and more. Goldie went ding-dong yesterday. Another nice look again today. Edwin Encarnacion is 4,800 against Cole Hamels. The ball should be flying out of that yard. Talked about the wind blowing straight out. I mentioned in previous podcasts, not the biggest Hamels fan in that ballpark. He's going to have his really good starts, but overall, he was really bad there last year, and I can see it continuing this year, especially against a good lineup like Cleveland. If you want some exposure to fading Zimmerman and you want some White Sox, you got Jose Abreu at $4,600. One of my favorite first base plays. He's first base and outfield eligible. The Trumb Bomb. He hit the walk-off the other day for the Baltimore Orioles. Mark Trumbo at 44 against the lefty and Hap. That's a pretty decent price compared to those top salaries. Against the lefty, Trumbo loves raking him. Give me some Trumb Bomb, $4,400. We go into Freddie Freeman, $4,100 if you're fading Tanner or Jacob DeGrom. Not a bad price tag for Freeman. He's been hitting everybody under the sun. He hit Thor. He had three hits on the opening day. If anybody's going to hit DeGrom, Freddie Freeman is definitely one of those guys. Tommy Joseph, $4,100 against Finnegan. Lefty-righty matchup. Definite dongage potential with Joseph. Not a bad price tag there. Will Myers, $4,100 against the lefty and Rich Hill. Love Brandon Belt today, $4,000. If you're going to fade Taiwan Walker, Belt swinging a hot stick at $4,000. Very nice look at first base. If you want to pay down a bit, still get some nice production possibility. Piece of that over under 9. Brandon Belt, $4,000. Here we go with the Dodgers being criminally underpriced again. Cahill's on the mound, yet Adrian Gonzalez is only $3,800. He should be popular and very rightfully so. Agon at 38 is a great play. Travis Shaw, $3,700 at home against Chatwood. Like Shaw a lot, he's had a big start to the season. He's going to flourish in the middle of that lineup in that ballpark. Target him in Milwaukee against righties. Travis Shaw, 37, very nice play. Do not forget him. So I'm saying there's some expensive options, but you don't have to pay up for them all. Belt, $4,000. Agon, $38. Shaw, $37. All very solid. Hell, here's another one. Matt Holliday, $3,600. We saw what he did yesterday. The guy hits in the middle of the order, and he hits. That's what Matt does. He's a career professional, solid baseball hitter. First base outfield eligible, $3,600 against Alex Cobb. I'm an Alex Cobb fan, but I have to see it from him right now. Coming back from injuries, it's going to be a real test to see if he comes back and how fast he comes back to that dominating form. I like some Yankees today. Holiday is definitely one of them in the middle of that order at a nice, cheap $3,600. Mark Reynolds for the D-backs at 34, and we mentioned him almost every day. Facing Willie Peralta in that yard, Mark Reynolds, very nice value. Another quality value play, Logan Morrison is from my man Yancey. Lomo, $3,200, going up against that fastball pitcher in Pinata. Lomo might be hitting the pinata and seeing the candy fall out because he hit a bomb on their first game, and this is another great, great look for Lomo here tonight. Greg Bird, he was 2,800 yesterday, got her done. 3,100 tonight. Love him again against Alex Cobb at $3,100. Nice value play at first base. The bird is the word. The guy's got legit power, and if they're going to keep underpricing him like that, you have to take advantage of it. Last but not least, at $3,000, you have Marwin Gonzalez, switch hitting first base, third baseman. See if he's in the lineup for the Astros, but if he is, he likes to hit lefties a little bit. Going up against James Paxton, he went ding-dong yesterday. Could be a sneaky, very under-owned play. I'm not saying play him everywhere, but if you're in a handful of GPPs, nice sneaky look there with Marwin Gonzalez. First base, third base eligible, 3K. Going on to second base, kick it off with Jose Altuve facing a lefty. Jose rakes pretty much everybody, but against lefties does very well. $4,800, high price tag, could be big rewards. Ian Kinsler, $4,600 against James Shields is all you got to say there. Solid play. DJ LeMahieu, $4,500 against Willy Peralta. Not a bad play at all. My probably top play if you're not going to go Altuve. Daniel Murphy, $4,500, second base, third base eligible against Straley. I love that price tag for Murphy. I know it's pricey. Another great spot for this guy. He is a really, really good hitter. And until they respect him, he needs to be almost in the 5K range with Dozier game in and game out. The guy can absolutely rake. And to me, $4,500 with Murphy is still value against a pitcher like against Dan Straley. I think he's a great play today. Robbie Cano at $4,400 against Charlie Morton. Morton brings that heavy sinker to Houston. People are very high on him. You know, he's got the Roy Halladay approach now. I'll be targeting him until Morton proves me otherwise. Sure, the Mariners have not hit worth a crap the first two games. Three hit in the opener. Only one run last night. McCullers was filthy last night. If you watched any of that, the movement on his fastballs, his curveball, everything was just filthy. But Cano at $4,400, I like that a lot. If you want to go Rugi Odor and you want to target Danny Salazar, $4,300. Javi Baez at $3,900, second base, third base eligible. Nice look there against Lance Lynn. Jonathan Scope facing the lefty in Hap, $3,800. It's a nice price tag for a guy that's got dongage potential, double dong potential. Scope at $3,800, second base, third base eligible. Sneaky little play there. Joe Panic, $3,800 against Taiwan Walker. Love me some Panic today. That's a great price tag, $3,800. Swinging a good stick. It's a little farther down the order than I'd like, but good look if you can go like a Crawford Panic and see who else is in the back end today. Maybe Parker. Nice sneaky Panic and Parker will be really low owned. Could be a nice sneaky stack against Taiwan Walker. Logan Forsythe, $3,700, facing Cahill. Howie Kendrick, $3,600, facing the lefty in Finnegan. It's a sneaky play. Second base outfield eligible. Kendrick likes facing the lefties. Nice low price there. Will be very, very low owned. Might get a little bit of him in your life. Brandon Drury, if you're fading Matt Moore, Drury at $3,500 is a phenomenal play. Second base outfield eligible. This kid's going to mash. I've mentioned it many times. He's hit the ball hard the first two games. A good matchup here against the lefty if you're fading Matt Moore. Nice value, $3,500, especially if you're going to pay up for the likes of Goldie and maybe Pollock. Drury, a nice cheap option to get a piece of that action. And last but not least, Derek Dietrich, $3,100. Second base, third base eligible. If you're fading Tanner Roark, Derek Dietrich, not a bad look at all there. Should be a right smack dab in the middle of the offense if the Marlins have any today. Moving over to third base shortstop eligible, Manny Machado, $5,100 going up against J.A. Happ. Love Machado. Love him most days today. You really got to love him. He's in a great spot against Happ. Nolan Arenado, 5K. 5K is worth it. Willy Peralta, Arenado's just mashing everything he touches right now. He's going to do it all year. So expect this price tag to stay up here. Great look again today against Peralta. Really good play. The Todd Father, Todd Frazier, $4,500. First base, third base eligible. If you're fading Zimmerman, I like that. In that game, I told you the weather's crappy, the wind's blowing in, but everyone's going to be on Detroit, rightfully so, against James Shields. But Zimmerman's not that great himself. He's had good outings, but he's blown up more times than not. So Frazier can be a sneaky nice play on that one. Miguel Sano, $4,200. third base outfield eligible. If you're fading Ian Kennedy, you have to have some snow in your life. The dongage on this man is ridiculous. He hit one on opening day. He can do it against anybody, right or left. Miguel Sano. Justin Turner, 4,200, back against the righty. Love him tonight. Love him tonight at third base. Beating up on Cahill. Justin Turner, the red ginger, getting at it. Kyle Seager, 4,100, fading Charlie Morton. Dicey play, not a bad play, though. Castellanos, 3,900 against James Shields. Bregman, 3,900 if you're fading the lefty in Paxton. Keep an eye on Bregman at 39. Value play if you're on the day slate and it doesn't get run or rained out. You have Jacoby Jones again at 3,100, third base shortstop eligible. Mentioned how I loved him on the opener for 2,700. Game gets rained out. They play it yesterday. What's he do? He goes yard. Yep, he goes yard. This kid's a high prospect, and he has very good power. Not going to go yard every day, but this Jacoby Jones kid, pricing went up $400 in this game. Still low for the potential you get, again, especially if it's a pitcher like James Shields. But remember, weather's horrible in that game. Last one on these, Chase Headley. Mentioned him yesterday, how he had three hits in the opener, going oppo, using the shift. He went yard yesterday, $2,900. Very nice looking against Alex Cobb. Chase Headley is a hell of a play for $2,900. Great value. Swinging a good stick. Maybe he's figuring it out. He's going to have a lot of 0-for games. We know that with Chase Headley. With $2,900, you're not expecting a ton out of that. It's a pure punt value play. If he goes 0-for-4, you kind of shrug your shoulders and go, well, I saw that coming. But man, if that $2,900 gets you a dong like it did yesterday, you're doing cartwheels. I can't because I'm too fat for that. But you can do cartwheels. Chase Headley, $2,900. Very, very nice price tag. Let's get over to the shortstop position. A little pricey, but I absolutely love this one as well. We already mentioned Machado's eligibility there. Trey Turner, outfield shortstop eligible at $5,000. This kid's going to get on and run like crazy. We saw it in the opener. We saw it all last season. He did not disappoint in game one. Look, he's in store for another big game today. Thinking of stores, Trevor Story at $4,700. He's been raking, another phenomenal spot against Peralta. Price tag's up there. Rightfully so. If you can squeeze him in, solid, solid play. Carlos Correa, $4,700 against the lefty in Paxton. Correa's going to hit everybody this year. It's a good matchup as well. Keep an eye on Carlos Correa. He should be low-owned. Johnny VR, third base shortstop eligible, $4,600 against Chatwood. Love this spot for VR. A little pricey. I feel like if I'm going to pay 46, I might as well go pay 47 for Story or even go all the way up to 5 for Turner. But that might leave VR low priced as well. Keep that in mind. Low owned. So keep that in mind. VR, nice look there. Bogaerts, 4,500. Third base shortstop eligible against Taillon. Nice look. Love me some Corey Seager, 4,500 against Cahill. Dodgers, man, I'm telling you. Stack away. Francisco Lindor, 4,400 against Cole Hamels. I'm switching to Lindor. Off to another really good start this year. He'll be low-owned today if you look at those names above him. Very low-owned. So I like that a lot. Eduardo Nunez of the Giants, third base and shortstop eligible at 4K. He's been raking, hit again yesterday. Good look again today against Taiwan Walker. Not as good as yesterday against Corbin, but a good look today. One little bit of value, Jose Reyes at 3,900, third base shortstop eligible. Going up against big, sexy Bartolo Colon. I like Jose, $3,900, should be very low owned. Another low ownage, Brandon Crawford, $3,700 against Taiwan Walker is outstanding. I already mentioned Belt at 4K being criminal. Panic at 38 was criminal. Crawford, even cheaper at $3,700, is criminal. Crawford's probably swinging one of the hottest bats in the whole lineup. I love me some B. Crawford today at $3,700. It's not even a Giants bias here. That is just a great price tag. Even if he goes over, phenomenal price tag. You're looking for value here. You're looking for low ownership. Brandon Crawford, folks, $3,700. Moving on to Alcides Escobar at 3,600 against Santiago. Very solid play against the lefty leading off there for the Royals. Brad Miller at $3,600 against Pinata is an awesome play. There's some good-looking Tampa Bay plays today. Brad Miller being one of them. You could have Miller at 36, Lomo at 32. And wink, wink, we're going to get to the outfield where there's even cheaper options that are almost a must play if you're going to say must play. Last but not least, your punt one-off at shortstop, Ronald Torres, $2,400 for the Yankees. Another cheap, cheap Yankee against Cobb. Torres went yard yesterday against Odorizzi. You're not expecting him to light the world on fire day in and day out, but for $2,400, I take a base hit and a run scored. You go ding dong. Oh boy. Let's head to the outfield. Mookie Betts, 5,900 against Taillon. Trout, 5,200 against Cotton. Don't have to say much there. I mention him every day. Charlie Blackmon, he's up to 5,100 against Peralta. That is a phenomenal play. I know the price tag's high, but Peralta's going to be giving it up, folks. Bryce Harper, 5K against Dan Straley, is a great price tag as well. I'd still take Blackmon over Harper just because of the ballpark and everything, combined, even potential rain in Washington. But Harper at 5K, can't go wrong there. Cargo at 4,900 is phenomenal as always. If you can squeeze in Cargo and Blackmon and Story, oh man, even some Arenado, that's really expensive, but good God, that'd be outstanding. But remember the low guys I mentioned, Parra, Reynolds, the catcher situation, not bad either. Piece of the action, they're going to score runs, folks. Giancarlo Stanton, $4,600. Going up with Tanner Roark, ding dong potential. If you're playing the early slate, Low Kane at $4,500, phenomenal. He likes hitting lefties, likes hitting Santiago. Very, very good look there from Low Kane. George Springer, $4,400, going with James Paxton. Adam Eaton, $4,400 against Dan Straley. Nice, the cheapest of the three outfield options for the Nats. Adam Jones, $4,300 going up against the lefty. And J.A. Happ is a nice look there. Jackie Bradley Jr., $4,300 against Taillon. We saw what he did at opening day. Bradley off to a nice start. Nice cheap price tag. Suspettus, $4,300 against Big Sexy. That's actually a hell of a price for a guy with the power potential that Suspettus has. If you're fading Tanner Roark, Christian Yelich at $4,300. He let us down on the home opener, but that was against Strasburg. He faced an ace. Nice look here against Tanner Roark. If you want a right-handed bat against Taiwan Walker, Hunter Pence at $4,200 isn't bad. Off to an outstanding start this season. Not a bad look there. Billy Hamilton, $4,100 against Eichhoff. Gets on base, steals bases. AJ Pollock, $4,100 against Matt Moore. If you're fading Matt Moore, Pollock is a must-play at $4,100. That is criminally cheap. Criminal, criminal, criminal. Everyone's darling for the Boston Red Sox, Andrew Benintendi, $4,000. Just $4,000, folks. You too could have Andrew Benintendi. Gerardo Parra, 4K. His price tag keeps rising. Get him while you can before he's up there closer. He's already inching towards the Cargo Blackmon level. Remember when we started, he was the low threes. It's only taken two games. He's at $4,000. DraftKings reacting a little quicker this year to prices we see, folks. When I looked at these prices last night and got my little cheat sheet together here for you guys, my goodness, I started looking at some of these prices going, it was just a few days ago where these guys were almost $1,000 cheaper. I know they're facing, but the pitching affects it too, but DraftKings didn't usually move this much. Max Kepler, $3,900 against Kennedy, not a bad cheap option there if you're going Twins bats early today. Yasmani Tomas, $3,900. If you're going to ever play Tomas, it's against the lefty, it's against the lefty at home. Tomas at $3,900, here's your chance. I'll pretty much say this man every day. Chris with a K Davis, still criminally underpriced for double dong potential at $3,800. Sure, he's going up against Richards, who is my probably favorite pitcher of the day, like I said. I love him. If you're going to fade Richards for any reason, I wouldn't stack him per se, but if you just want a one-off, a little piece of the action, K with a Chris Davis at $3,800. The power potential at that price tag is just, the risk-reward is very nice there. Grossman, $3,700 for the Twins. Nice little cheap option. For the Rays, their highest-priced outfielder that I'll be targeting, which is crazy that he's the highest-priced one. Malik Smith, $3,700. Gets on base, steals bases. Will be criminally underowned. I don't like the price tag for him. I'm just talking ownership-wise, price-wise. It's pretty crazy. So remember that name, Malik Smith. Will be very underowned and has the potential for a nice big, big day there. Moving on to Aaron Altherr of the Philadelphia Phillies. Make sure he's in the lineup, but he's a bat that likes to face lefties. Finnegan pitching for the Reds, lefty. They're playing in Cincy, great ballpark to hit in. But you have to keep in mind the weather is horrific there. But Altherr did very good things against lefties last year. Many might forget who he is, so ownership-wise, if you're getting a piece of the Phillies or stacking Phillies, remember Aaron Altherr. This is why I do these podcasts. I know I name a lot of guys. I tell you the good spots to target guys in. This is one of them. Aaron Altherr at $3,700. Jock Jams, only $3,700 against Trevor Cahill. Yes, please. I will have some Jock Jams. Calhoun, 3,600. If you're fading Cotton, that is a great price tag. Calhoun is a very, very good hitter at 3,600. Good value with Cole Calhoun. Jay Bruce, 3,600 against Big Sexy. Solid value there. If you want a sneakier play in that Philly-Cincinnati game for the Reds, Scott Schebler at $3,600. Not a bad look there. Paulo Orlando, 3,500 if you're playing the early slate against the lefty Santiago. Aaron Judge is still only $3,400. He's more, sure, he's more expensive than, you know, Headley and Bird and stuff, but $3,400, very good look there for that power potential. Here is probably one of the, I said a lot, there's been some criminal pricing tonight. This one's pretty criminal as well. Kevin Kiermaier going up against the right-hander in Pineda, hitting at the top of that Rays order. Malik Smith is $3,700. Kevin Kiermaier is $3,400. I love when DraftKings gets it wrong. I really do. Now, I know Kiermaier could easily go 0-for-4 tonight, but man, watching him play is a thing of joy. He gets on base. He steals bases. He's been doing it already this season. He has power potential that Malik Smith does not have. That's why I think the pricing's criminal. Not that Malik Smith can't outperform by getting on base and stealing. They're similar in that respect. But Kiermaier is a better average hitter, a.k.a. gets on base more, and the power is much more involved in Kiermaier than Malik Smith. Kiermaier at $3,400 is ridiculous. If you're playing any Rays at all or you just want one Ray, Kiermaier, $3,400. Moving on to Ender Inciarte, $3,400 if you're fading DeGrom. Leadoff batter, steals bases. I like Ender a lot. He had a good game in his opener. I'm going to have an Atlanta stack. I'm not going to lie. I like some Ender, Markakis, Freeman, action in it towards the top. Really good look there. And they're cheap because Markakis, $3,200. I'll skip right to him. $3,200. You match them up with Freddie Freeman. Nice, nice look there. Brandon Guyer, $3,400. Likely playing against the lefty and Cole Hamels. Kind of let us down yesterday, but you want to target Guyer against lefties. If you need a cheap bat, this is always a good look because he has the potential to go off against lefties. So, and it's in a good hitting environment like we talked about. That wind blowing out, warm. We've seen the ball fly in two games. Guyer at 3,400 will be criminally low-owned again. Give it a look. C. Dick, 3,300. The other Ray that's criminally underpriced. Facing the guy that loves to give up home runs, Corey Dickerson at $3,300. Hitting it at the top of that order. You put him and Kiermaier together, maybe sprinkle in some Longo for fun. Oh, it's like a fine wine. It could be beautiful. Jared Parker, $3,300. Nice little one-off or sneaky play there. If you want to go on the back end stack, like I said, with Crawford, Panic, and Parker. Parker, $3,300 in Coors Light. Mentioned Markakis. Going to some value here. Andrew Tolles for the Dodgers leading off at 3K. Nice value against Cahill. Very nice value. Panned out at 2,900 in the opener. 3K is nice here. Renfro, 3K against Aaron Hill. Mickey Montuk, check the lineups, but Montuk could be sneaky good at 2,900 for the Detroit Tigers if he's playing. Make sure he's playing. And last but not least, I'll mention him again and mention him hesitantly. Matt Joyce at $2,400. He hasn't done shit the first two games, but I'm telling you, that price tag is just stupid for what he can do atop that order. He's batting first or second every night over there. They keep batting him at the top, and you need punt plays for other bats or pitching. I know he's gotten you zeros, but A, he's been $2,300, so it's kind of what you expect. But B, you know what Matt Joyce can do. He's got that 3-4 hit game. He's got home run potential. That price tag is just stupid, regardless. So there you go. There's your slate. 15 games, folks. First 15 game slate of the season. We're running a little longer than normal. But let's recap the top pitching options real quick. We're going to be targeting the likes of Little Chris Sale at the top at 11-2. Little Rich Hill at 10-8. My top high-priced arm is DeGrom at 10-6. In the 8K range, maybe Rourke at 82 is a solid cash game play. If you're on the day slate, Ian Kennedy at 86. Get into the 7K range where it gets fun. You're going to want to mix and match these guys. Don't go crazy, crazy. I am going to go heavy. I told you, my pick of the day, Garrett Richards at $7,100. In love with him. That emoji with the two hearts in your eyes, Garrett Richards. Matt Moore at $7,200 will be getting some love from me. Tywan Walker at $75. That total over under 9, which is what scares me from going heavy on those two guys. because we know how the ball just flies with that yard. So I wouldn't be surprised if either guy, if not both, gets beat up. But both look to have big years. This is one of those games where it can be fun when Vegas is wrong once in a while. They're not wrong often. But like a 3-2, 4-2 game would not surprise me, especially if it's the bullpen giving those runs up. These are two quality arms. Jared Eichhoff, 7,400, not bad at all. 6K punts, Paxton, 6,900. Don't go too heavy, but a very nice look. Could be a good play today. Bundy at 68, Cologne at 67. A little mixing and matching there. Lots of options to stack. I won't read them all. If you're in the day slate, Minnesota versus Kennedy can be sneaky. I love Kansas City versus Santiago on the day slate. Obviously, Detroit versus Shields on the day slate. And don't forget about White Sox versus him on the day slate. But in the evening, this is where we're going. Tampa Bay against Pinata. I know the over-under is only 7.5, which is sucks. But Tampa Bay, you got the cheap options of Cedric at 33, Kiermaier at 34, you can go Malik Smith at 37, Brad Miller at 36, Lomo at 32. Come on, there is some definitely nice options there. You got the Yankees versus Alex Cobb. Looking into some definitely low prices there. You know, Bird, Holiday, Judge. There are some others I mentioned. Pay attention to the Headley, 29. Yankees, nice cheap options there. The Giants versus Walker, we mentioned that. Belt, Crawford, Panic, Parker, you know, the rest of them, obviously, with I like those guys price-wise in the middle. Arizona against Moore, you know, goalie's expensive. Pollock at 4,100 is a great value play there. Tomas, if you're ever going to use him, this is the time. Keep an eye on Brandon Drury as well. And then the catching situation there, Ioneta Mathis. Baltimore against Hap, Trumbaum is a solid play today. Adam Jones, Scope, some good looks there. Washington against Straley's phenomenal. Great stacking. It's priced accordingly. Trey Turner at 51, Harper at 5, Eaton at 44, Love Murphy at 45. It's expensive, but it's quality. Colorado's an expensive one as well. Arenado at 5, Story at 47, Blackman at 5 or 51, Cargo at 49, all great. Remember, if you want to go cheaper, Parr at 4, Reynolds, and the catching option. There's options there to make it work. Last but not least, stack away on your Los Angeles Dodgers against Trevor Cahill. Still criminally underpriced. You got Agon at 38. Turner's 42. He went up at least. Jock Jams is in the high threes, which is outstanding. Seager's 45. Grandal's price tag kind of went up. It's only like 38. Get your Dodgers involved. This could be a repeat. I don't know, 14 runs, but it could be a bloodbath yet again. It's a loaded slate. I know we're going longer than normal this year, but we're covering a lot more. We're not just, you know, picking and choosing. I'm giving you as many names as possible so they all kind of resonate in the back of your head. I kind of, as I talk, I highlight which ones I like best. So just keep that in mind. Feedback's always welcome. You guys are listening. I appreciate it. We're making money. It's not always going to be the big nights, but we're making money. Any feedback's great feedback. Go ahead on iTunes. Give us a rating. A review. Hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric or hit us up at TheSportsDegens. I'm here to help. People hit me up all the time. As long as I'm not busy with something else, I will talk to you. I tweet out throughout the day as lineups come out, so follow me there and check that out. But most importantly, good luck today. 3-game early slate, 12-game late slate, 15-game all day. Tons of other slates involved. Good action. Don't go too heavy on too many people, but maybe Gary Richards. I will catch you guys tomorrow. Good luck today on your Wednesday, April 5th edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.